This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Buckets. This is our last show of the year, and I'm here with Billy Scafuri.
You're getting buckets.
Okay, that was three sentences, and two of them were true, and one was a lie. Do you know which one was the lie?
Well, my name is Greg, so I think it's the Billy Scafuri one.
No. I was going by your stage name, Billy Scafuri.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's not the last Buckets of all time.
That's right. Okay, so welcome to Buckets is True. I'm here with Billy Scafuri, True, and this is our last show, was the lie, and that's the intro to this episode, Two Truths and a Lie.
So now you totally get the rules of the game, let's just go on.
Yeah, either that or you're just very confused as to why I said that out of the blue with no preparation or introduction.
Right.
Okay, so to be clear, this is not our last show of the year, but rather it's an idea for an episode that you thought of, which is It's a common icebreaker game, you know, two truths and a lie. You meet people, you play this game, and you get to know them more. But you wanted to do an NBA edition.
Yeah, we do a lot of these type of games within the show type episodes. And I would say that this one came down to the wire the most, where you and I just simply couldn't have a good idea. This was tough to have a good idea.
Do you want to talk about a few of the rejected ideas that we had at 10 a.m. this morning before our 1 p.m. record?
Yeah. So we've been scratching around trying to figure out a good idea. We had one idea. I had listened to Zach Lowe earlier in the day, and he had a conversation with somebody about the most improved player candidates in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I threw out, what about the least improved?
Right.
And I thought that was going to be like players who regressed, but then you thought maybe there's a better way to approach that.
Yeah, I said if we do it, we have to do least improved with players that did improve, but the least.
Yes. And just in concept alone, it seemed like we were going to be going down to like decimal points that I did not want to get to, where it was like trying to figure out who did the most, the least.
Yeah.
So like that got pushed.
Trez and CJ McCollum, who added a half a point to their scoring per game.
Yeah. Not only is that a difficult thing for us to come up with that data, it's also not funny or fun for you to listen to. So it's really a lose-lose.
Right. Yeah. The funny part is what we just said, which is basically explaining it. So we got the funniest part, but we get to avoid the boring part of naming players that stayed the same this year.
Yes. And folks, if you're wondering what leadership looks like, about a half hour after we discussed whether or not we should do that, I followed up with Amir and I said, so is that the idea we're going to go with? And he texted back, I fear that after three, it's not going to be funny anymore. And that's leadership.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I had to just sort of tell you like it is. But then you also said I wholeheartedly agree. So it's good that we were on the same page.
No doubt. Sometimes you just got to be just honest throughout. But there are bits that go too far and they go well past their shelf life. And you knew to kill this bit before it even became one. Leadership.
Thank you. But then you had another even better idea, two truths and a lie. And I think based on what we prepped, you did it a little bit differently than me. I did it player by player.
Yeah, so let's just go through. Let's just play the game and we'll just kind of, it'll reveal, you know, the differences in our approach.
Should we start with us just to get an icebreaker going for the icebreaker?
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Okay. All right, here's mine. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm double jointed.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I have exactly 50 first cousins.
You don't have that double jointed vibe. We all know that you're from Israel. 50 feels like a choice made. No one counts their cousins. No one's counting their cousins. So I'm going to go with, even though I don't believe that you're double jointed, I'm going to say you don't have 50 first cousins.
That is correct. And look at my finger. Look how far back it's going right there.
Oh, Amir.
You see that? That's that's unique.
People brag about being double jointed, but the audience never needs to see it.
Yeah, that was my index finger going all the way back, borderline touching the back of my palm.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Amir's double jointed. There you go.
Yeah. I wonder what that means, double jointed. Does it? It's almost like it should be like no joints at all, right? Double jointed means like it almost should be like you're too stiff.
Facts. You should be jointless. Yeah. If you can defy joints, if you could defy what joints do, it's not from more joints, it's from less joints. All right.
So what am I missing here? Like, why can I do that? Like, what's going on in my hand?
In our relationship, I'm the one famously with all of the injuries, and I am cringing watching you bend your pointer finger back to touch your wrist. It's not supposed to go that way.
No, it's not. Yeah. And look, we're already getting to know each other more.
Okay, great. I was born in a hospital called Mercy Hospital.
Uh-huh.
I was once bitten by a barracuda.
Okay.
In the ocean.
All right.
And the most I've ever bench pressed on a flat bench press is 305 pounds.
You've never been bitten by a barracuda.
Final answer?
In the ocean. In the ocean. Final answer. That's the lie.
It was in a lake. It was a barracuda in a lake.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I know you have a fear of the ocean, but it just felt right that you were bitten by a barracuda in a lake.
No, never bitten by a barracuda in the ocean. You got it. So that's two truths and a lie.
Okay. That's great. All right. So now we get the vibe. Now we understand it. So I did, instead of players coming on here and doing it, I researched some facts about players and tried to come up with some lies. I really like lie-based games, of course. Yeah. It's like poker or balderdash or just general comedy for me is lying to people just to see if you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have that too, right? You like the little white lie.
Yeah, because lies, I mean, jokes are for an audience. Lies are for you. You're the audience for your lies.
You devious little minx. I love it. Okay, so here's some for Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
All right, Kyle Kuzma. Three facts about him. Two truths, one lie. See if you can figure it out.
Okay.
He graduated from the University of Utah.
Ooh.
He wears zero because he wanted to be like Damian Lillard, who also went to college in Utah. And his mother was a high school shot put champion. Two of those are true. One of them I made up.
He had a great summer league, which leads me to believe that maybe he was slightly older than his peers. So did he play 4 years in his college is something I don't know. Also,
right.
Murray State. I don't know what state Murray State is in, so I'm going to, because that's where Dame went, correct?
A Weber State in Utah. Weber State. I can confirm that Weber State is in Ogden, Utah.
Okay. I am going to say that the lie is that he did not play 4 years at his college and graduate from University of Utah.
So that part is true, but he only did it in 3 years. So in three years, he was able to graduate from the University of Utah. But you were right about the summer league. He was a little bit older for his draft class.
Wow. So how do you graduate in 3 years? You go to school during the summer?
I guess so. Or yeah, you get the job done. Or maybe he only played college for 3 years, but he was there for four. But yeah, he played 3 years of school and graduated.
Damn, smart kid. All right. So I'm 0 for 1. I thought I was going to just like sweep this game. It all seemed like it would be pretty well-known knowledge. Well, 0 for 1.
Double or nothing. You're down to the last two. Which one do you think now is the lie? His mother was a high school shot put champion, or wears zero because he wanted to be like Dame.
Zero Dame. Final answer.
Is the lie.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. His mother was indeed a high school shot put champion. Shout out to Kerry Kuzma.
Shout out to Kerry Kuzma. A lot of these NBA players and athletes in general, like when their dad was in the league that they currently play in, the dad gets so much shine, but it's the ones whose dad married the Olympian or college star. Those are the ones whose like genetics are really perfect.
You that's know? Right. Like JaVale McGee's mom.
Exactly. Wasn't she like a WNBA star?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Love that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, I also kind of went, I'll blow past this soon, but Dame is always on your mind, whether you choose to acknowledge this or not.
Yeah. He's constantly, him and Kawhi are my love-hate relationships.
Yes, they're just on your mind. Yeah. So that seems like if you were to make a lie, what's your first thought? Well, how does it incorporate Dame Lillard? So there you go.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Amir, all three of these players go by their middle names. One of them is a lie. One of them does not. Okay.
Okay. I love it.
Landry Shamet.
Uh-huh.
DeAndre Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And Ja Morant. Which one of their first names is actually their first name?
Ja Morant, actual name.
Final answer?
Final answer, Ja.
Incorrect.
Wow.
Ja Morant's name is Demetrius Jamel Morant.
Wow.
Demetrius.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to go by Ja. Ja's much better.
Yeah, Jamel. He shortened it to Ja, but we love it.
Yeah. And so, okay. Yep. So now it's Landry or DeAndre. Is it Landry? That's not his actual name.
Correct. You sound disappointed. Landry Michael Shamet. DeAndre Jordan's name is Highland DeAndre Jordan Jr.
Wow. You got to go by Highland at that point. That's a cool name.
What I realized is that these players all were juniors. And so you imagine that their dad had that name first and they're like, got to go middle.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, has Ja Morant, continue to fall out of favor with you? Are you starting to like him a little bit more, or do you still dislike Ja Morant?
I feel like this is a rhetorical question. You're kind of like, I think that you've seen the games that he's played since I said he's fallen off a bit.
Yeah, and haven't changed your mind.
If you're a fan of 36 and 17 games, then yes, he's doing fine.
Yeah, at age 21. But
yes, and do you like watching players attack the rim and try and win games on self-alley-oops? If you like that kind of stuff, then yes, he's doing fine.
That would have been one of the greatest buzzer beaters ever. He got stuck in the air, decided at the last second before he landed to throw it off the backboard.
Yeah.
It hit the rim, and he almost was able to dunk that rebound home for what would have been a game winner.
I guess I agree. That is all the series of events, but it wasn't close enough to give it, I think, the hype. Everyone's like, he almost did the most incredible play. It's like, almost, you're giving almost a lot of credit right now.
Yeah. I remember the time he almost jumped over Kevin Love and dunked it. He's got a lot of almost insane highlights.
Got it. So maybe this is my new prick stance about Ja Morant. He's almost doing all the things that I want to say.
That's good. That's a good nickname for him for our nickname episode.
Almost.
Edward James Almost.
Love that. So Ja Morant's name is Demetrius and DeAndre Jordan's name is Highland.
Solid. All right. Here's my two truths and a lie about Tyrese Halliburton.
Hmm.
He was college teammates with Talen Horton Tucker. Mm. What a formidable backcourt that was.
Mm-hmm.
He had the only high school quintuple double in Iowa history.
Hmm.
21 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, 10 blocks, and 14 steals in one game.
Hmm.
And lastly, he was born on Leap Day, February 29th, 2000.
Just like my Italian grandfather. Love that.
Is that true?
Yeah, my grandpa's like 16. He's had like 16 birthdays.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so those are the three facts about Tyrese. One of them I made up.
Yes.
college teammates? Is it quintuple double or is it leap day?
So I'm not sure about the college teammates, so I'm going to put that aside. What I know about you is that when you lie, you are going to add a little color to your lie. You're going to add some details to really try and throw one off. And that's right. What opportunity gives you? You put down a quintuple double, let's just say that. I think you made up each one of those numbers. I think you enjoyed putting each one of those numbers under those categories. And the 14 steals, or was it 14 blocks at the end? I think that that was a lie. I think all of it was a big old lie.
That is correct. That was the lie. Yes. He was indeed born on February 29th. He did play with Talen Horton Tucker, and he never had a quintuple double.
There you go. Talen Horton Tucker went to the G League. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think he was on the Lakers G League roster for like, he was a two-way player last year, which was his rookie year.
Okay.
So he was in and out of the G League and NBA at the same time.
To step outside of this game for a second, LeBron James has been out for close to a month, maybe even more. Are you disappointed with what you've seen from THD? Because this was an opportunity to be like flex on him.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is somewhat flexing on him. He's had some pretty solid games. I think his career high was against the last game that he played. We lost to Utah and he had like 25 points or something like
that. Yeah, cool.
So I think he is coming out. And what we've seen, he might be able to provide off the bench when LeBron does come back. Like to have THD feasting at the like end of a third quarter, beginning of a fourth against some team's backups. This experience might be very valuable.
Is he your sixth man? Is he the first person off the bench?
No, Trez is.
Oh, right.
Trez is the sixth man. And then THD is like part of the Alex Caruso, Wes Matthews second team.
That actually sounds like a pretty good second team when you list them out. So we'll see.
I mean, these are the Lakers have been like a 500 team without AD and LeBron. So as long as that team that's been winning games against starters just has to do it for like half the time, and then LeBron and AD also get to come in.
And I'll say good that the sign. Lakers and AD and LeBron timed their injuries so much better than some other teams, because we did the best player at every age last episode, and two 24-year-olds, we just lost them. Jamal Murray, unfortunate, lost him. Mitchell,
gone for the year. Yeah,
lost him. The Nets, Harden came back for like 6 minutes, and now he's out indefinitely. I mean, Durant has had another injury since coming back from injury. So, like, the Lakers seem like the one team where it's like, our guys are actually coming back pretty soon.
Yeah.
This is cool.
We timed it just right. That's you want to miss February and March. We, forced. Yeah. I remember last year, the Lakers didn't play because the entire league was shut down for February and March. So, we're on this cycle now. Like, LeBron rests for 2 months, comes back for 8 games, and then dominates the playoffs. He could do it again this year.
Yeah. So kudos to the Lakers for once again sticking the landing.
The trick will be actually staying healthy when they come back. That's going to be the hard part, yeah. Because you don't want to come back and then get re-hurt.
Right. And everyone in the NBA is hurt. So odds say you're getting re-hurt.
Yeah. And the people that have come back have gotten re-hurt. So hopefully the Lakers are playing it ultra conservatively. But they say AD might play tomorrow.
There you go. Big news for you.
Huge. Needed him. All right. What's your next two truths and a lie?
All three of these players have won Rookie of the Year. One actually didn't. Ready?
Ooh. Okay. I think I'm going to be good at this one. I like that it's trivia based, so I can sort of flex my knowledge.
Yeah. This one feels like you should probably get, but we'll see.
Okay.
We've got Mike Conley. We've got Tyreke Evans.
Yep.
And we have Mike Miller.
All right. I know it. I got it. I have
it. Wow. You do?
Yeah.
So work backwards. Okay, so
Tyreke Evans is somewhat famous for having an amazing rookie year and then like getting worse and worse. He would have been good for our least improved player, although he did he devolved. He had like he averaged like 19-5-5 as a rookie and people were like holy shit, this kid is special.
Facts.
And then got worse and worse and now he's out of the league.
Kind of like a Michael Carter Williams career, where it was like, you won Rookie of the Year?
Although he'd had a great rookie year. Remember his like buzzer beater? He shot like a 75-footer and then jumped on the score tables?
Yeah, I mean, always a big Tyreke Evans fan. That's definitely why he is on this list right now.
He's great.
2009. So
he did win, he won Rookie of the Year. Mike Miller also won Rookie of the Year, I think in like 2000 or 2001, like a really shitty draft class out of Florida, and then stuck around and won some titles with LeBron.
2000 to 2001, really well done. Holy shit.
That's right. Good. And then Mike Conley, Unfortunately, never won Rookie of the Year, and up until this year, never made an All-Star team. So I'm glad he's getting one of those off the bucket list. I think next year he should go for Rookie of the Year, sort of start checking off all the boxes, see what happens.
He's much better than he was his rookie year, too, so he probably has a really great chance.
Yeah. Continue.
No,
I was going to say he was Greg Oden's point guard, and everyone's like, Oden's the guy. Dude, Conley's pretty good, too.
Ohio State.
And look what happened, yeah.
I know. Do you know who Mike Conley lost to?
Oh, that year?
2008. Mike Conley was the number 4, I believe, draft pick behind Gobert. Might have been 3, and this person was either 1 or 2. I won't give away.
Is that the Derrick Rose draft?
Close. Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good, too. He was a good rookie, too.
Seattle Supersonic.
That's right. For one year.
That's right.
I'm looking at potentially getting one of his rookie cards, and it's really cool. It's him shooting a shot in a Sonics jersey.
Durant rookie card.
Yeah.
That would be the new king of the mountain for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I got some good ones. I got some LeBrons, so not quite on that level, but he's undervalued now because he's hurt and might not win again. But if you buy it now and he wins a championship and he's like another finals MVP, he starts like becoming in that conversation as like maybe the second best player of this generation.
Now, when you say you have a couple LeBrons, you have a couple LeBron rookies or you have a couple LeBron cards?
LeBron cards.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I want the LeBron rookies too, but those are too fancy.
We all do one here.
All right. Next two truths and a lie for me. Are you ready?
I thought it was. I just gave you the rookie of the year one. I think you have
to. Yeah. Sorry. You're right. Okay. Nope. My turn for you. Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin, also part of that 08 to 010 rookie class. All right. Blake Griffin was homeschooled until eighth grade.
Ooh, that is interesting.
Blake Griffin was childhood friends with quarterback Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford, rarely said name these days. Interesting.
Especially on basketball podcasts. And lastly, Blake Griffin grew 12 inches in one summer between 9th and 10th grade.
I've heard of growth spurts. I don't know if I've ever heard of 12 inches. That would probably be
one summer.
Yeah, summer. That's not even a school year. That's not like I started as a freshman and sophomore year, I was 12 inches. That is, yeah,
that's right.
Left school, came back to school.
May to September.
That's 4 inches a month. That's 4 inches a month. That's gross. That's a water bottle a month. Okay, let's go with homeschooled. He has homeschooled vibes, and I don't know what homeschooled vibes even means. I don't have anything behind that, and yet those vibes are present, so I have to acknowledge them.
Yep.
Homeschool vibes, or let's go with 12 inches is just, that seems like a lie. He's what, 6'8"? So he went from like maybe like 5'5 to 6'5 one year. I guess it's possible. He was homeschooled. I think that's the lie. I'm going to say that the lie is he was homeschooled. The other two are true.
You were close. The lie is that he grew 12 inches.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go with your heart? 12 inches is disgusting.
You can't do that. You cannot grow 12 inches in 3 months. It's impossible.
No, I listen to All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, and they always have ex-NBA players and WNBA players, and they always talk about their come up, their high school years, and they all talk about that one summer where they got like 5 inches, and suddenly they were like a tall point guard, like Lamar.
Or maybe like between freshman and senior, they grew a foot, and he used to be a point guard, yeah.
Like your body I don't think your body can withstand that. 4 inches a month, that is horrendous.
You would hurt. I think it would hurt.
That's an inch a week. A week! Like, I remember puberty and like my bones hurt, but I didn't grow a foot. That is horrendous. All right. I'm glad that's a lie for biology's sake.
All right. Good work.
He was homeschooled though. Homeschooled.
Yeah.
Homeschooled. An athlete. Can you play for a team? I guess it's only AAU and stuff. There's no school team for you to play with. Like, do you play against your brother?
I guess in like seventh grade, right? What teams are there? Like local park leagues anyway. It's not like you're playing in a elementary school basketball team anyway.
Right. Okay. I got another one for you. Between Trevor Ariza and George Hill, they've played on a lot of basketball teams.
Wow. Yeah. What, which like 17 or something?
Something up there. It's up there. These three teams they've quote-unquote played on, which of them have they actually not played on? Ready.
Another one. I love the trivia aspect of it. Okay, I think I got it.
Already? I haven't even told you your options, but here we go.
I know. Okay.
Between Trevor Ariza and George Hill, they didn't play on one of these teams. Which is it? Yeah. The Orlando Magic, the Indiana Pacers, and the Detroit Pistons.
I know it. Again, I just got it. It just felt right. And I appreciate you giving me those two. Okay. George Hill definitely played on the Pacers. I believe he was traded to the Pacers on draft day for Kawhi Leonard. So the Pacers drafted. Yeah. Pacers drafted Kawhi and said, thanks, but no thanks. We want George Hill.
Correctamundo.
Ariza in Orlando feels right. I can't quite place it, but it makes sense. It was.
Can you guess a 5-year window where he might have appeared there? Was it a couple years ago? Was it 20 years ago?
I'll throw out 2015, 5-ish years ago.
2006, 14 years ago.
Wow. Okay. I was way off. That was before the Lakers. Holy shit. Okay.
Ariza, 06 to 08. Orlando Magic.
Yeah. Did not. Okay. So I got that part wrong. And then he went to the Lakers. He won a championship in 09 against the Magic. So that was an Ariza revenge series. Mm-hmm. None of them, if you could believe it or not, I bet both of them will be on the Pistons next year or in 2 years. But I believe since they got into the NBA, they have not played for the Detroit Pistons.
And you would be correct. Amir, you are really flexing on them when it's just straight NBA trivia.
It's all I know. You have to know one thing, and this is it. Yeah.
Damn. Well done. Between the rookie of the year and which teams did Trevor Ariza and George Hill not play on, you just flexed some NBA knowledge. Well done.
I know very little about anything else, so I'm glad I can show my trivia knowledge about this thing.
Well done.
Okay. Two truths and a lie. Mm-hmm. Again, this is stuff that I didn't even know about, so I don't expect you to know. You're sort of learning the game and playing well based on how you know I lie and how I like things.
Correct.
Which is a solid strategy.
Correct.
But hopefully I get a little bit better later on. So this is my Nikola Jokic three truths. Mm. Sorry, two truths and a lie. Mm-hmm. During Jokic's early years in Denver, he lived in a shared apartment with his girlfriend and his two older brothers, Nemanja and Strahinja, who are both 6'6 and 6'8.
I do know that he is the smallest of the Jokic clan. We love to see it.
If he wins MVP, he will be the only second rounder to do so. He was the 41st pick, so he would be the only second rounder to win MVP.
That's interesting.
And he is cousins with famous lottery bust Darko Milicic.
That feels like that would have come out in the wash. That would have come out in the wash by now.
You would have heard about that.
Well, now that you say you would have heard about that, you're supporting it. Like, you want me to go with it. Those Jokic brothers, man, they are the Serbian Gronkowskis. Just gotta put it out there.
I should say that Jokic is, I think, the youngest, but the tallest now. You might be thinking of the Nurkic brothers, who have like a 400-pound father. Like, that whole region just breeds enormous Europeans.
Dude.
One of which will make it to the NBA. But yeah, there's a lot of big dudes in that area of the world.
I don't know what the reality show is, but if we can get the Gronkowskis, the Jokic, and the Nurkic brothers to just compete. All right, so I'm going to say the lie is a Darko, that he is not related to Darko in any way.
That is correct. He is not related to Darko Milicic. Good call. Yeah.
I mean, one is famous for being such a low draft pick and now becoming an MVP. And the other one is famous for being such a high draft pick and being a bust. So if they're related, we would have known.
I also, in my research of Jokic, found a lot of great stuff, like the fact that he was an amateur horse racer in Serbia.
Stop it.
And like, there's pictures of him doing like, what's that horse racing where you're in a carriage behind the race?
Nope.
You know what I'm talking about? You're like,
from the first Olympic Games.
Yeah, exactly. You're lying down behind the horse.
No,
sort of carriage. And he played on this. I sent you the photos. He played on this Serbian local team called Mega Lex, L-E-K-S. They have amazing jerseys, an awesome style. Their jerseys are neon green and pink.
Yeah, kiwi and strawberry.
That's right. They look like watermelon popsicles from the 1980s. And they just have an absurd roster of like NBA, like Zubats played there, Boban played there, Jokic played there, TLC played there. This is an amazing team.
It's Kentucky. Yes.
But like a small Eastern team in European, Serbia.
Yeah, Eastern European Kentucky. What are they called again? Mega Lex? Is that correct?
Yes, Mega and then L-E-K-S. You guys should look up these jerseys. They're incredible.
Damn. Well, it would be fun if he was related to Darko. He is not.
He is not related to Darko. Good call.
I'm going to give you three facts about blocks. One of them is untrue. Ready?
Again, love it. Continue. Great. Yes.
Most blocks in a game. 17 by Elmore Smith. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most blocks in a season. 456 by Mark Eaton. Mm-hmm. Most blocks of all time. 3,830 by Mutombo. I can run those back one more time if you need to. One of them is fake.
Okay. Most blocks in a season is true. Mark Eaton does hold that record.
You knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Elmore Smith, I would have known that. The top blocks came up recently because in a trivia question about...
Most blocks in a game.
Yeah, most blocks in a game or in a career, Mutombo. Mutombo is one or two, and Hakeem is the other one, I believe. Because Kareem's birthday just came up, and he was number three.
Kareem is number three, correct.
Yeah, and Mutombo is either one or two. Elmore Smith, 17 blocks? Could that be the record? I should know. I know, like, I used to read the fucking Guinness Book of, like, all these random stuff. So, like, I know it's like...
And what team did Elmore Smith play for, Amir?
Gosh, I don't know. Sacramento, Houston, something
the
like that.
The Los Angeles Lakers, dog.
I have to guess it, right? No, I would have known. I would have known. But
unless
I also
it was the Minneapolis Lakers, but I don't think so.
In his career?
So most blocks in a game, the record is 17 by Elmore Smith, or most blocks of all time is 3830 by Dikembe Mutombo. One of those is true and one of those is a lie.
They both feel right. I will say Hakeem is the number one, Dikembe number two, so that is the lie.
Dude, pat yourself on the freaking back. That's exactly correct. Hakeem has 3,830 blocks. Dikembe is in second position. Elmore Smith, Los Angeles Laker.
I didn't know the Elmore Smith one.
So Elmore Smith had 17. He also had 15 in a game twice and 14 in a game twice. And Manute Bol has 15 in a game twice as well.
Wow. But 17 blocks for the Lakers.
I believe so. I believe it's the Los Angeles Lakers, but maybe it's, weren't they the Minneapolis Lakers or something like that beforehand?
Yeah. But that was in the 50s. Right. I think that was before they even kept that stat. All right. And good facts.
One more just impressive distinction between first and second place. Most blocks in a season, Mark Eaton, 456. So that's five plus, right? If we do the math, divide that by 82, it's five plus.
That's right.
So 456 in second position, Manute Bol had 397.
Jesus.
So 60 block difference that one season between the rest of history of NBA.
Mark Insane. Eaton. Insane.
Friend of the podcast, Mark Eaton.
That's right. We tried to get him on the podcast. We emailed him at 7foot4.com, did not respond.
Mark@7foot4.com.
That's right.
A few more?
Yes. Okay. Two more. Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo was on a Kentucky team with other freshmen De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and Wenyen Gabriel. Insane freshman class. Or, number two, Bam Adebayo's real name is Edris.
It is.
That's correct. So you got it down to these last two, which will eliminate this last one because... Bam Adebayo's actual real first name is Federal.
Federal?
Yeah, Federal.
I'm sorry. What are you? My brain refuses to compute the sentence my ears heard. What?
Bam Adebayo's real name is Federal. Okay. Or he was on a team with De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and Wenyen Gabriel. Seems like you already got there.
Yeah, I think the lie is his first name is Federal.
That's right. That is not true. His real first name is what you knew. It's Edrice, E-D-R-I-C-E.
So why I think my brain split into two halves when I heard you say that sentence was because I know two things about you. One is that you like fake names. Fake, yes. Like silly names. Like yes. Just making, you can just rip off fake names if you have
but
to.
But I thought Edrice is sounded just as fake as Federal. And then also Federal more believable because what a weird first name that would be.
Federal. You rock Federal. Federal Adebayo?
That's a good name. Federal Adebayo. That could be his nickname.
I think that in the nicknames episode, we actually learned that his name was Edrice, and that's where it all just came flooding back to me. So this podcast already answered that question like 30 episodes ago.
All right. It's good that we're starting to loop back onto each other. We're also in the dog days of the NBA.
I have two more as well. Cool.
Okay. Okay.
One is somewhat funny. One is somewhat very serious. Check out how serious this is.
Whoa. Okay.
All three of these players in the NBA have tattoos. Who am I lying about? Who does not?
Okay. Ready? Yeah.
James Harden, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Joel Embiid. Excuse me, these players do not have tattoos. Who am I lying about? Who amongst them does have a tattoo?
Wow. Harden,
Aldridge, and Embiid. Who has a tattoo?
Yeah, now that I think about it, I don't think Harden does. And now that I think about it, I don't think Embiid does either. So I don't know if Aldridge does, but like that's who I know the least.
Well, let's okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't imagine Embiid with a tat or like a sleeve or something like that. And the same with Harden. For as cool as he is, he doesn't have that. And I don't know if Westbrook does either. Like all these guys. Durant, I know, has a lot on his chest and back. So maybe like they do, but it's hidden. Mm-hmm. So I'll say LaMarcus Aldridge does have tattoos.
He's covered, dude.
LaMarcus.
Yeah. Covered in tattoos.
I had no idea.
Dude, me neither. And like when you think of LaMarcus Aldridge, you don't think tattoo guy, you know, like don't think like covered in ink.
No, now that I'm looking at photos, that's a lot of tats.
Seems like a quiet guy, you know, like pretty low key, under the radar most of the time. Just retired.
No, he wants the sleeve. He wants the full. Yeah, wow, that's a lot. He does seem so shy.
Yeah, quiet. His game is quiet, but his chest is not.
Interesting that Harden and Embiid do not. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, there's more players than you think that don't. Ben Simmons doesn't. I think you mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah. Blake, I wonder if they're just scared of needles.
I don't know. It's a big deal. Just because a lot of players in the NBA have tattoos doesn't mean you have to.
Thanks. I needed to hear that.
Yeah. As he gets Jake's face tattooed on his back.
Chosen one.
All right, you have one more and I have one more.
Wow. Okay. I think we have roughly the same record. We've more or less nailed all of them except for a few.
I feel like a real idiot not guessing 12 inches over the summer. Idiot.
You were right there. Okay. Here's a tough one. It's not as easy as the Edrice versus Federal debacle. Trez plays center despite only being 6'7" Montrezl Harrell.
Correct.
Trez won something in college called the Karl Malone Award for Best College Power Forward. And number three.
The Malone? Okay.
Has a twin sister who shares his shoe size.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Trez, he's 6'7", twin sister, and won the Karl Malone Award.
I mean, I don't trust everything I've seen on the internet, but we did Google what Giannis's shoe size was at one point. It said 10.5. Now, do we believe that? No.
No, I'm not believing
but
that one.
That leaves open the realm of possibility that a woman may have a 6'7" man's shoe size as well. And you said twin?
Twin sister.
So the genetics are there where maybe, you know, it's not just face, it's also feet. So we're gonna hold on to that one. Now the Malone. I can't really speak to Malone's college experience. Try not to really speak about the Malone experience much at all.
It's a little shady, not very interesting.
There certainly aren't other players.
Past.
There aren't other players that it's like, oh yeah, he won the Malone in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would they name a trophy after a guy that seem to have impregnated a 13-year-old and then abandoned them and the child.
Yeah, the NCAA would. They would do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. As a matter of fact.
And what about his height? Does that ring true to you?
His height being that he's 6'7"? Is yeah. That what you said?
Yeah.
I mean, he could be 6'9", but I'm going to say that he didn't win the Malone in college.
The Karl Malone. Montrezl Harrell.
Don't you
did indeed win the Karl Malone Award for Jesus Best College Power Christ. Forward. I couldn't believe it when I read it. There was a Karl Malone Award for Best College Power Forward.
You asked me, would the NCAA give out a trophy to a man who maybe committed statutory rape to a 13-year-old? And I said yes, and they did. So that's there's correct. A win inside
and I
of
believe
that
they
loss.
Still do. I believe they still do.
There are lessons to be learned with the NCAA.
Trez does not have a twin sister, though he does have that vibe, right? That he has a cool twin sister. Yeah.
Yeah. And she would be 6'7" and playing in the NBA because he isn't his height. He is his energy.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Trish Harrell doesn't exist, unfortunately.
Damn. Well, maybe one day soon. Keep trying.
Okay. You got one last one?
I got one last one and I have quotes. I have quotes to go along with it because they might seem absurd.
Okay. But this one is less trivia based. So this is like kind of like you. So I'm trying to figure it out. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that you have to like know stats to either get this one right or wrong. So I will read the quotes after you guess. According to fadeawayworld.com, you know that website, fadeawayworld.com.
Of course, we're always there.
According to fadeawayworld.com, these things give NBA players a quote unquote bad feeling. All right. So two of these things give these players a bad feeling, and the third one is made up. A quote, unquote, bad feeling.
Okay.
Could be pretty open-ended. I'm aware of that. I know that this isn't an objective question. Ready?
Yeah.
Dame Lillard. Statues.
Give him a bad feeling.
He sees them and he just doesn't like it.
Mm.
Kendrick Perkins. Electric toothbrush.
Mm.
He sees it and he says, not for me.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant. Your hero.
R.I.P.
Dog poop.
Dog
he sees
poop.
It, poop. And he says, nope, get me out of here.
Yeah.
I have quotes to add validity to each one of these things.
And two of these quotes are true and one of them is not.
One, there is no quote because it is not true.
Oh, okay. So I have to guess first.
Yes. Dame, statues, Kobe Bryant, dog poop, Kendrick Perkins, electric toothbrush. One of these things doesn't actually give people a bad feeling.
I know a lot about Kobe.
Yes.
He was one of my favorite players ever. Greatest Laker of all time to me.
Mm-hmm. Talk to
he
him.
Hates dog poop.
He does.
I know that. I don't know if I saw an interview with him on Jimmy Kimmel or some sort of fucking red carpet event where somebody asked him about it.
Hmm.
But I have something in my brain about how he doesn't pick up dog poop. So
unbelievable.
That's
fandom.
True.
Amir,
yeah.
That is fandom.
Yeah.
I mean, you should really be proud. Do you want to hear the quote now or should I wait until the very end?
Let's hear the quote as I eliminate them.
Yeah, because as we know, Kobe Bryant is a very thoughtful person. Like when he speaks, people listen. So he doesn't usually like waste his words. Yep. Kobe Bryant on record says, I hate dog shit. I won't go near it. So pissed when I step in it. I've got four dogs and I just don't do dog do. I'm a diva when it comes to that. Back in the day when I was in Italy, I used to order shoes from Nike all the time. I had to have all the fresh joints. I ordered the elephant print Jordans. They were amazing. I went to the park to play and stepped in a huge pile of dog shit. You wouldn't believe how mad I was. I was breaking off sticks to try to get it out of the crevices. I smacked them together and scraped the soles of the curb, but couldn't get it all out. Ever since that day, I just can't stand dog crap.
That's fair. That's really fair. And I respect that. I also don't like dog shit. And I hate stepping in it. And you know when you do, you give that little slide and you're just nothing will ever clean it fully out. You need like a power hose to get it truly off the foot forever.
I like that. It sounds like the way he's describing it is that no one else on earth has ever stepped in dog shit. He's like, required me, Kobe Bryant, to grab
a stick.
Get it out of the crevices underneath my shoes. My shoes have crevices.
Absolutely. He's not going to do that anymore.
So you're correct. Kobe Bryant gets a bad feeling from dog poop. We are down to Dame Lillard, statues, Kendrick Perkins, electric toothbrushes.
All right. Now it's just, this is the game of it all. I'm trying to figure out which one you would have made up.
Mm.
The Yeah, they're too solid. Like one being real, one being made up by you. You did a good job because nothing immediately jumps out to me.
Appreciate that.
I can imagine somebody being afraid of an electric toothbrush because when I switch to electric, it like, you know, it tickles. It's like much more intense than like a regular toothbrush. So I can see that. The idea of someone being afraid of statues. Maybe that like started in some sort of like horror movie or that Madonna music video where the statue comes to life or is like crying and you can sort of like be freaked out by that.
You think that a Madonna music video scarred Dame Lillard potentially?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I know he's from Oakland. I don't know how many statues there are there. Maybe it's like a... Yeah, can you really be afraid of statues? Perkins being afraid of electric toothbrushes makes more sense to me. And why would you come up with why would you say Perkins of all people? Like, that's such a weird one to...
Right.
Yeah, like you're like Dame, Kobe, and of course Kendrick Perkins is afraid of toothbrush. Like, if you did make that up and that is the lie, kudos to you. Like, that's an epic pull. Like, Kendrick Perkins and electric toothbrushes. I have to go with Dame Lillard being afraid of statues is the lie.
Kudos to me. You're wrong. Kendrick Perkins is not, in fact, afraid of electric toothbrush.
Great lie. Wow. So what? Okay. Well, let's hear the quote about statues because I'm curious about that origin as well.
I've always been scared of historic stuff like that. If I see statues of Jesus, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, all that kind of stuff just gives me a funny feeling.
Okay. All right. I honestly, if you said that quote to me, I would be like, you probably made that up too. So
it's the most milquetoast, my fear. Okay. Yeah.
Of Abraham Lincoln, what, he can't go to Washington? Okay. All right.
Wow.
So then you had to make up a player and a thing he was afraid of.
Yeah.
Why Kendrick Perkins and why electric toothbrushes?
You know, we're both liars and we both pride ourselves on lying. Frankly, we just pride ourselves on getting the best of people and making ourselves feel like we're better than
That's
you.
That's right. Yeah. Like fantasy lying. A fantasy lying league of sorts. Mm-hmm.
We'd both want to be the first round draft pick in the fantasy lie league. Yeah. Which means that we've gotten good at lying, which means that we figured out how to lie. When I tell you that Kendrick Perkins' electric toothbrush could have been a random word generator, there was nothing behind it whatsoever. But when electric toothbrushes hit the paper, I thought, I'd believe it. Yeah. Like, it's just too boring and random. Just
right, exactly.
Too boring and random. And yeah. Kendrick Perkins.
Of all people, maybe.
Why?
Yeah. Maybe Adam Morrison, but Kendrick Perkins?
Kendrick Perkins.
Who cares what he's afraid of? Why would you make that up? But you did.
Well, hopefully, because he's noted to just go on Twitter and just freak out on any and everybody online. Hopefully he hears that we said that he's afraid of electric toothbrushes and he shouts out buckets on an upcoming rant.
That'd be cool. It'd be even cooler if you were right and he is.
Wow. So fans of buckets, tweet at Kendrick Perkins. Are you afraid of electric toothbrush?
That's right. All right. I think that was a hit. That was fun.
Two truths, one lie, baby.
We learned, we laughed, and hopefully people played along at home.
And for anyone who's just listening right now, Blake Griffin did not grow 12 inches one summer.
Obviously, yes.
I feel like an idiot and I might not sleep tonight.
Although I could also see like that being a fact, even though the fact is wrong. Like, you know, he tells people that. Even though it's like it happened over 7 months or something like that.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like an idiot because I talked through it and then for some reason I was like, he's homeschooled. I'm an idiot. I got to go. I just got to sign off.
All right, William, where else can people hear you?
As always, the No Joke Podcast, me and Lustick. We've been doing brackets. So if you're fans of the college basketball format, we've been doing a couple more of those. And I think you and I are going to be on an upcoming HeadGum Podcast. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think tomorrow, this week for sure, Friday's episode.
All right, so check us out there.
All right, cool. Good work, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient as we work our way through the NBA season. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about real basketball soon enough.
That's the plan.
Least improved player, yeah. Who jumped the least statistically over the course of this season?
Yeah, you should all really thank us for not doing that episode today. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one last one.
Don't trust me. No one benefits from you coming up with an answer.
Yeah, everybody I can think of is notable. It's hard to think of an unnotable basketball. Hit us up on Twitter with who you think improved the least. Dorian Finney-Smith.
PJ Dozier. Like, who literally improved their game one percentage point across one category?
Least, yes. The least improved. Let us know. Yep. Sweet. We'll be back soon. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.